This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Before we start, I just want to make sure that in our shul, I can't speak for any other shul, but that in our shul we have 100% voting. It's so important that everyone votes. And the deadline is coming up. If you didn't vote electronically, you could go down to the clubhouse. They could give you a paper ballot. We have to make sure you're paid up. There's a lot of shtiklach. See, I have two homes, so I went down to get paper ballots. I shouldn't have any questions. And they said, we don't give paper ballots. Then they called me back, and they said, no, come down. We have the ballots for you. Yeah. It's. I mean, the people that we have... Mrs. Solomon is going to make a Kiddush Hashem. Shlomo Rosenberg is a klal mensch. Bernard Unger, I don't know, but these are our three candidates. And everyone, please make sure that you vote. Please make sure. It's very important.
But it's very easy to vote on email. It's really...
Good. For you, it's easy. There are people here that don't even have computers. Very hard to vote with an email if you don't have a computer. There are people that don't have smartphones.
Yeah.
I'm saying, so however it is, please, if you have a problem, the Apsfelds, both the husband and the wife, are there to help you figure it out. They dedicated themselves to help people. If they're having a problem voting, they'll help you vote. But it's really, really makes a big difference. If somebody is going to need something, somebody has a problem, it really makes a difference. Okay, we're dedicated by the Fisher family. Lila Nishmas Basi Bas Rabbi Shlom, Ben Avram Alevi, Peril Bas Ruvain, Lila Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lufu Shlem, Fel Yom Mesh Mechai Sar, Yaakov Ben Basi Yaleah, for the Schus of Rabbi Minyam Benish Bamak Yudis and family, for Yol Klugman and family, and Rufu Shalema for Avigdor Ayah Ben Rivka, Hinda Bas Chai Sar, Yitzhak Ben Tzion Ben Dush, Rivka Bas Shirulea, Shmuel Ben Yom Ben Shirulea, Chana Bas Shashabina, Moshmeh Ben Eski Fradl, Meir Ben Chai Sar, they should have a Rufu Shalema, Besech Shar Chayla Yisrael. We're holding a Mishnah Zion in the first parak. Shnayim Sha'arim Hayu LeBeis HaMoked. Remember, the Beis HaMoked was built into the wall on the northern side, and it had two gateways from it into the temple complex itself. Echad Pesuach L'Chel, one opened up to the Chel, which was the area right around the Azara. The Echad Pesuach L'Azara, and one opened to the temple courtyard proper. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Zesh Oya Pesuach LaAzara, the one that opened into the Azara, if you remember, we learned in Masechtas Tamid that those gates were massive, and there was a small door affixed into one of the doors of the big door, which they opened easily early in the morning when they didn't have the manpower to open the big doors. And that's Pishpish Katan Hayolite. There was a small little door affixed inside the big door. There's a shayla if it was in the door or on the side of the door. Shabai Nichnas and Livloi Shesazar. Early in the morning, they left through that small door in order to inspect the Azara. Beis HaMoked Kippot. The Beis HaMoked was a domed building. Ubayis Gadol Hayeh. It was cavernous. It was huge. Now, this is where the elders of the Mishmer slept. Mukif Roivodin Shal Evan. It was surrounded with platforms of stone, slabs of stone. Viziknei Beis Av Yeshenim Sham, the elders of the Beis Av, every day a different Beis Av operated from the Mishmer, and the elders of the Beis Av slept there. Omafteches ha'azara b'yadim, with the keys to the temple courtyard in their hands. Opirchei kahuna, the youth of the kahuna, ish kisesai ba'aretz, they slept with the cushion on the ground. in the Beis HaMikdash. I just want to again remind everybody that this Shabbos we will have a Perek Shir at 5 minutes to 6 for men and women. Everybody is very welcome to attend, and we'll be on the second Perek today.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.